Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. How are you doing today? Happy Labor Day. Today, I just want to say Happy Labor Day to everybody that's listening today. I hope you're enjoying your day. I hope it's a day that you can enjoy your day with your family and your friends, that you can rest on this Labor Day, rest from our work and everything. But also today, on today's Labor Day podcast, a special podcast for Labor Day, I want to talk about rest in the Lord today. As we rest our bodies today, as we rest and have fun, enjoy ourselves and everything, but we also want to rest in the Lord and rest our spirit, rest our soul today. And I want to talk to you about what the Bible says about that. Before we get started, let's pray and ask God right now to touch our hearts and stir our hearts for today's podcast. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray who's ever in this podcast right now, I pray, Lord, you just be with them for your glory. Lord, I pray, Lord, you stir their heart right now for today's podcast. I pray, God, today, Lord, that you just be with them and bless them, Lord, and give them the rest they need, Lord. That, Lord, they can just enjoy the day, Father God, but also have rest in you, Lord, and rest their soul in you, Lord, and meditate upon you today, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for who you are in our lives today. We want to thank you and praise you, Lord, because you're hearing our prayer as we speak, and we praise you for that, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Today I want to talk about rest in the Lord today. Matthew 11:29 is where I'm taking my main text. Matthew 11:29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. That's what Jesus was saying here. Jesus was saying, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Take his yoke and learn from him, and you will find rest in your souls. But what does that word yoke mean? Webster's Dictionary said this right here. Yoke is a part of a garment that fits over the shoulders and around the neck. And it's just like Jesus said. He was saying, take my yoke, take me upon you and learn from me. And for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest in your soul. Take me upon you. So rest in the Lord means take upon the Lord. Meditate upon him, okay? It's like if you took a yoke and you took the part of a garment put around you, found around your neck and hold it. That's the way God wants you to hold him. Just hold him and rest upon him and meditate upon God. Okay, that's what I really want you to understand is take time. Take time. I know we're busy. I'm busy. You know, we're all busy. We have this we work our job 8 hours a day, provide for our family because our job feeds our family. We have to remember that. When we work, that feeds our family. And by the time we work, by the time we help kids with schoolwork, by the time we try to do other things that our kids are involved with here and there, we get tired, don't we? Yeah, we sure do. Our physical bodies wear down and we get tired. And also, our soul gets tired too, okay? Going to and fro, doing everything. Sometimes we just gotta like pause and stop and say, God, I need you. Lord, I need to meditate upon you. Lord, I need to relax for a minute. Lord, I need to have some word time with you. I need to be in this word. I need to be praying, Lord. I need that time with you, Father. Because when we take too much time for other things and we neglect the time with the Lord, don't we see ourselves in kind of a state that, man, I need God. I tell you, I need him more than ever now. This is going wrong, or something's going wrong over here, something's going wrong over there. But I need you, Lord. I need to learn upon you. So take the yoke upon the Lord and learn upon him. Okay? Learn from him. Hallelujah. You know, just like today, as we celebrate Labor Day and we're resting from our work and we're trying to just kind of just take a minute just to relax and chill and just kind of relax today, right? Let's also take a little bit today and rest in God. And I want to ask you a question here. I want you to think about this question. What do you find when you rest in God? When you finally settle down, when everything is kind of slowing down, and you're resting your body, and you're resting, you're thinking upon the Lord, okay? You learn upon him, and you're in your word in the word of God, and you're praying and seeking God, and you're meditating upon God. When you meditate upon God, you're thinking upon him. And when you're thinking upon God and you're resting in him, What do you find when you rest in God? Think about that for a minute. As you think about that question, I want to give you three different areas that you find when you rest in God, and I'm going to show you what the Word says, okay? First, when we find our time in the Lord, and we are reading our Word, we're seeking God, first of all, we find peace, don't we? We find peace in God, don't we? Psalms 4:8 says, I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. If you read that right there, let me read it one more time. Psalms 4:8, I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Oh, hallelujah. When you rest in God, you will find peace. And for the peace, when you have peace in God, you will sleep good at night. When you have the peace of God, you will sleep and you know that you'll dwell in the safety of the Lord. When you have the peace of God come upon your life, you're going to feel so much better. Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. When you have the peace of God dwell in your life, you will feel the safety of God in your life. Okay? When you have the peace, everything will be calm around you. But to be able to find the peace of God and be able to get the peace of God, we got to meditate upon Him. When you think upon the Lord and you're thinking about scriptures and you're thinking about what God has done for you and you continue to bless Him and praising Him and glorifying Him, you'll find the peace of God in your life. And with that peace, it'll make you dwell in safety. With that peace, you will be able to sleep in comfort. Hallelujah. So when you find that when you are resting in God, first of all, number one, you're finding the peace of God in your life. We try to find peace from other things, don't we? All around. But the true peace comes from God. Hallelujah. Second of all, we find comfort in God, don't we? Yeah, we do. When we are resting in the Lord, we find comfort in God. John 14:1 says this, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Hallelujah. Let not your heart be troubled. Oh, ain't it so wonderful to know that you don't have to worry about anything. God is in control. If you believe in God, also believe in me, Jesus says. If you believe in God, believe in me also. And when you have that belief in your life, you'll feel the comfort of God in your life. Hallelujah. To have God's comfort means a whole lot, don't it? If you think about that, to have the comfort of God in our lives, it means a whole lot to us, don't it? Yeah, it sure does. It means a lot to us to have that comfort of God, okay? Your heart won't be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Hallelujah. Believe in God. Also believe in me, Jesus said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You'll find that comfort of God. So when you're resting in Him, you're going to find comfort in God. Hallelujah. But then also, when you are resting in God, you're going to find joy. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. Yes, the joy of the Lord is our strength. John 15:11 says this, these things I have spoken to you that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That these things I've spoken to you, the words of God that I've spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you. People want to know, why are you so happy? They say, why are you so happy? You can say, I got the joy of the Lord is my strength. His joy will be within me and will be my full. Hallelujah. I am full in the Lord because I have His joy. Because I have His joy because I know who He is in my life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when you rest upon God, you're going to find joy in the Lord. And when you find joy in the Lord, that's going to be your strength to get you through situation after situation after situation. Hallelujah. So when you're resting in the Lord, yes, you're going to find peace. Yes, you're going to find comfort. Yes, you're going to find joy in the Lord. Hallelujah. So when we think about God, we meditate upon Him, and we're in the Word of God seeking Him, we're going to find these three areas in our life that we need to help us to get through situation and day-by-day situations. What do you think about? Don't you think about that for a minute. When you seek God daily, you'll have the peace of God. You'll have the comfort of the Lord, and you'll have His joy. Hallelujah. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength, the Bible says. Yes, it is. It is. So when Jesus said today, take my yoke upon your yoke, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. We can have rest in the Lord today as we rest our bodies today on Labor Day and enjoying our time, enjoying fellowship with our family and having a good time today. We also can have fellowship with the Lord and have that meditation time with the Lord. Whatever time of day you just want to, whatever time of day that you, that just make sure everything's quiet and you can just rest your body, but also rest your soul at the same time. And you'll find these three areas in your life. Hallelujah. You'll have that joy of the Lord. And when people see you and says, hey, why are you so happy? There's a change about you. You can say, hey, look what the Lord has done for me. He can do for you. I know I say that a lot in my podcast, in my preaching, teaching videos, but it's true. We can go out and be a witness for Jesus Christ for what He has done for us. So application of today's podcast is this. Take some time, meditate upon God, and rest in Him. Take the time, find some time, some quiet time today, and meditate upon God and rest in Him. And when you rest in God, oh hallelujah, let that peace flow in your life. Shidabashat. Let that peace flow in your life. Let that comfort come upon you and let that joy come upon you. You'll have joy in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So today, for our Labor Day special podcast, is rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. If you're listening to this podcast at a later time, and if you're not listening to a day on Labor Day itself, but if you listen to it at a later time, find that time to rest in Him. Also, if you like this podcast and you think other people need to hear it, share it. I encourage you to share this podcast on you share your podcast through Facebook and everything. I encourage you to share this podcast and let the people hear this message and everything. So yes, always feel free to share any podcast that you hear on any of your sites of Facebook and everything. So I appreciate it. I really appreciate you doing that. Thank you. So today, let's go to the Lord in prayer. And let's pray that God will touch us today. Let's pray whatever needs you have, let's give it to God today. So let's pray and ask God to touch us right now. Let's pray that God will be. He's with us. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray whoever listens to this podcast right now, I pray, Lord, you just be with them for your glory. Lord, whatever need they have, I pray, Lord, you touch their need for your glory right now, Father God. I pray, Lord, that you just be with them right now, Father God, and lead, guide, and direct them, Lord. Lord, touch their need right now, Lord. Intervene on their behalf, Lord. Let your glory be revealed in their life, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this day that you blessed us with. Thank you, Lord, for this Labor Day, Lord. As we take this day and rest, we want to rest upon you, Lord. Help us take the time to meditate upon you so we can feel that comfort, we can feel that peace, and we can have the joy of the Lord as our strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for today's podcast. And I pray whoever listens right now, you just be with them, God. Lead, guide, and direct them. Bless them for your glory. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. You're hearing our prayers we speak, and we thank you for that, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. Thank you for joining our podcast. I hope it's been a blessing to you today. So today, I just want to encourage you, how you're listening to us today. I want to encourage you to hit the like button or hit the subscribe button so you know when new podcasts come out. Always feel free to share a podcast on your social media outlets. On all your social media, share the podcast and the episodes and everything, and I appreciate it. But I want to give a shout out to everybody that's listening. I'm on 9 podcasts right now. I'm on 9 major channels right now, 9 major podcast groups. We're on Apple. Everybody on Apple, thank you for listening. Google, for everybody that's listening through Google, thank you for listening. For everybody that's on Spotify, thank you for listening. Everybody that's on Breaker, thank you for listening. Everybody that's on CastBox, thank you for listening. Everybody that's on Overcast, thank you for listening. Everybody that's on Pocket Cast, thank you for listening. Everybody that's on Radio Public, thank you for listening. And everybody that's on Stitcher, thank you for listening. Thank you for each and every one of y'all that takes time out of your busy schedule to listen to this podcast. I really appreciate it. So we're on 9 major outlets right here, the 9 major brand podcast brand outlets, and I appreciate you listening and everything. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Also, you can go to our Facebook page, and you can listen to all of our episodes. And Anchor, for everybody that listens on Anchor, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening on Anchor. So we're on 10 major outlets right there. That makes our 10th one. So for everybody that's listening on Anchor, thank you. And also, if you're listening on Facebook, you can go to our Facebook page. And on our Facebook page, you can see our teaching, preaching videos. And you'll see all of our podcasts there. It's called Words of Encouragement by Adrian Ramey. And you can see our podcast. And you can see all of our different teaching, preaching videos and everything here. Well, I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to today's podcast. I hope it's been a blessing to you today. And I want you to take this day and rest in the Lord. And I want you to have a blessed day.